Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. A juvenile court hearing today could decide the fate of a 15-year-old patient who's been at Boston Children's Hospital for almost a year because of a dispute about her care. Justina Pelletier is in state custody after the hospital accused her parents of medical child abuse. The Connecticut teen went to Children's for treatment for mitochondrial disease, which is a rare disorder that affects how cells produce energy. Although she had been treated for the disorder at Tufts Medical Center, Children said she did not, in fact, have the disease. Dr. Scott Pomeroy, who chairs the Department of Neurology at Children's Hospital, says the hospital works hard to correctly identify the disorder, which is done with multiple diagnostic tools.
Boston Children's is deeply concerned by the misinformation surrounding this particular case, but the hospital is unable to comment on specific patient care matters or any situation in which state child protective services is involved.
A judge has issued a gag order in this case, instructing those involved not to talk publicly about it. So we reached out to Christy Balcells. She's executive director of Mito Action, a Boston-based nonprofit that supports those dealing with mitochondrial disease. She's also a nurse and mother of a child with the disease. She says there's a lot of confusion about this disorder, and this is not the first time that children have been taken from their parents because of that confusion.
I think that this is a spotlight case of something that's been happening behind the scenes for quite a long time. This is the first time that a case like this has gone public, but we've known as an organization that it's been happening for quite some time.
So I just want to make sure that we understand here. The dispute here really is that the hospital says that Justine Pelletier's condition is a psychiatric one and not a physical one. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And how easy is it to confuse the two? And what are the symptoms of mitochondrial disease?
It's really not easy to confuse these diagnoses at all. It's rather more of an issue of discounting one diagnosis. In this child's case, and for many people with mitochondrial disease, some of the most common symptoms are digestive issues, muscle pain. And you think about your body needing that energy for the organs to function properly, and it makes sense how multiple organ systems would be involved. Sometimes it's difficult as a healthcare provider to really pinpoint why someone is having so many symptoms in every part of their body. And mitochondrial disease is very difficult to characterize.
So we should say Justina had been treated for mitochondrial disease at Tufts Medical Center for quite some time. Didn't the Tufts doctor do tests to make sure that it was in fact mitochondrial disease? And what do those tests suggest? Are they definitive, or is there no real definitive way of diagnosing? Is that part of the problem?
It is part of the problem. One of the struggles we have as a patient advocacy community is that mitochondrial disease is a relatively new diagnosis. It was first discovered in the 60s, but didn't really become a field of medicine until the 90s. Testing for the disease is still expensive and complex. In this case, it was based also on family history and her presentation of symptoms. If you have a positive family history, in her case, an older sister with a confirmed diagnosis through the genetic testing and muscle biopsy of the disease, then when other family members present with the symptoms, you decide that it's less invasive and less costly to continue to treat the symptoms in those family members rather than fork out $10,000 for the test and the unnecessary risk to perform the test. If you had documented proof that she had the disease, maybe it would have made a difference. But quite honestly, we've helped advocate for some families who've been in this situation where they've been accused of medical child abuse, and they have a piece of paper that has confirmed genetic testing that shows that they have mitochondrial disease, and still they've been told, well, you're doing something wrong. There are families now who are telling us, I'm scared to go to the hospital because I'm scared that they're going to dispute what we're doing that I know is helping my child and that I'm not going to know what to do.
Essentially, so, what's the treatment then?
Well, the treatment for mitochondrial disease is helping to boost your mitochondrial function with high-dose vitamin therapies such as CoQ10 or B vitamins or antioxidants.
You've been in touch with the Pelletiers.
I have, back in February of 2013 when this first happened. They didn't know what to do. And as a support organization, they reached out to us just for support.
And how would you say the Pelletiers are now? And have you seen Justina?
I haven't seen Justina. The family barely sees Justina. And the family is suffering. The consequences to this family are really irreparable. The family is broken.
Christy Balcells, Executive Director of Mito Action, who's been talking with us about the custody case of Justina Pelletier. Boston Juvenile Court judge is expected to deliver a decision on this case later today. Christy, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.